right, guys. Welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, sponsored by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I am Ben Alderman.
I'm Blair Morrison. We're here atop the Wadapalooza VIP booth overlooking the bay. And we're joined by Travis Williams and Samuel Kwan. These guys are part of Team Misfit this weekend, correct? You're individual.
Yeah, individual.
Individual and then part of Team Misfit. But in general, Misfit sponsored athletes. Travis is sponsored by FitAid. He's also sponsored by Nova 3 Labs. Samuel's also sponsored by Nike, who we do not endorse on this podcast, but we can respect it. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so just off air, we were talking, and Travis, you were saying something about picking up and just getting a van or a trailer and touring the country to train with other people. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, man, I'm looking in to get a pull-behind camper trailer, live in it for a while, travel around, you know, have a good time for a couple of years, see where it goes.
Is a point behind that trying to improve your fitness and just see a bunch of other perspectives, or is it just been purely for fun and kind of embracing the community and seeing your friends?
Mostly, I'd say seeing friends. I really enjoy training with other people kind of on the same level as myself, you know, so I like to move around and go where I can. I kind of hate being a burden on other people, too. You know, if I want to travel somewhere, I want to stay at their house for an extended amount of time, you know. So maybe I go have my own place to stay and can cook my own food that way, too. I don't have to go spend a ton of money eating out and stuff.
Yeah, and you're a young guy. You're in your early 20s?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Yeah, 24 is a perfect time to do it, right?
Exactly.
It's like that post-college backpacking trip across Europe, but instead you're just going to be just working out hella hard with anybody you can find.
That's the idea, man.
All right, so are you going to make a trip out to Seattle to see Sam?
That's the plan. Idea is hopefully if I can get it done and bought and everything, I would be out after regionals going to train with Sam for the games, and then I'd head right over to Madison.
All right, Sam, how did you guys become friends anyways? If you're living that far apart, I mean, he's in Houston, you're in Seattle.
When we were at the games, he was trying to teach me how to do ring handstand pushups mostly. And try to teach me how to pace double DT, but I didn't listen to him.
You didn't learn anything?
No.
That's kind of ironic. You know, a lot of people think about games athletes being, you know, uber competitive, you know, just hyper competitive all the time. And then here we are, you guys find a relationship in the way of, you know, helping and mentoring another athlete who you're competing against. How does that work out?
Oh, man, it's just fun. You know, I'm not trying to come out here and sit and be quiet, not talk to anybody, you know. Like, anything you do, start a conversation with anybody, whether that's helping them out in the back while they're doing it or while they're looking like an idiot trying to do something or, you know, whatever. But it's just fun.
And, Sam, obviously, this was your first trip to the games. Travis, was your second. So you're kind of more of the veteran. Was there – so a guy like Sam, obviously, you're coming in as a rookie – it's a little intimidating. You see guys that you've watched compete for years, past champions. It's easy. It's nice when somebody like Travis, who's been there before, kind of like seeks you out, right?
Yeah.
Was there anybody, Travis, for you when you were a rookie that you remember kind of just making it real easy on you to kind of welcome into the community there?
Yeah, so I trained with Jordan Cook, who had qualified in 2014. So my first year, I kind of was watching him do everything. He didn't do a lot of things right in 2014. He did a better job in 2015, but I still was kind of a little wide-eyed, looking at everybody like, oh my God, that's Matt Fraser, that's Ben Smith, you know, like you go into it saying, hey, I'm not going to do that. Nobody does that really, but
you can't help it.
You really just can't help it. Everybody says, hey man, go out and have fun and enjoy the experience. And you almost forget that it's a competition your first year. So you gotta, and then year two, you come back in, you realize, oh, this is still a competition. I still have to eat. I have to make sure I'm getting my rest during workouts. I have to warm up correctly and everything like that. So,
Do you feel like, you know, this competition is obviously laid out a lot differently than the games, right? Where, you know, everybody is really accessible. I mean, we're hanging out here with, like, what, 5,000 of our closest friends, you know what I mean? And so they're getting to run into, you know, guys like you, you know, guys like Ben Smith, guys like Jason Kalipa, you know. And so do you feel like events like this help remove some of that, you know, kind of starstruckness? Or do you feel like at that level still that it's going to happen when you're at the CrossFit Games?
I mean, if it's your first time here, I think the starstruckness would still be there for sure. My first time here, it was there. It did help me, I would say.
Was it working out with me that did that, or was it working out? Was it working out with me?
Was it being in the Fit Aid booth with Ben and I, and like being super?
Might have had something to do with it.
I think so. Yeah.
The first time I was here, I was like, oh my god, there's so many big names here and stuff. And then I went to the games, and it was a lot of the same guys. But I mean, even then, it's still like my second time around everybody. So you know, it's still there for sure.
Sam, what about you coming all the way from, you know, the northwest corner of the country to pretty much the furthest place you could go, right, down to Miami? What do you think of this experience so far?
Well, this is my first time here at Wodapalooza, and so far it's awesome. It's definitely warmer than I'm used to, but it's going good so far.
That's a welcome change, right?
I like the cold weather, honestly.
Do you?
I would rather work out in cold weather than hot weather like this. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Why is that? Just because you don't want to overheat, or you feel like you got an advantage over some other guys because you're used to it?
I don't know. It's just cooling. And like you said, don't overheat then. Yeah. For sure.
Well, I remember watching you at the games last year being like, okay, this guy's obviously the next big thing. You know, we've had some young guys like Cody Anderson came from the same general vicinity, right?
Same region, yeah.
Same region. Fikowski is now from that same region. You're from that region. We got a lot of guys coming. Cole Sager has just been killing it.
Yep.
What's going on up in that part of the world that's just creating these beast male athletes?
I don't know, but they used to say the West region was kind of weak, but it's definitely not anymore. We got some top level athletes coming from there.
At the games, at least.
Yeah, at the games, at least. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the weaker regions in years past, but it's definitely not that way. No. Guys are coming up, so that's cool to see a kind of changing of the guard.
Yeah, anytime anybody moved there, right, it'd be like, oh, you're trying to escape your region and just qualify a little bit easier, right? You're trying to get out of the California region or, you know, one of the other more notoriously difficult regions.
But it's cool. It's cool how that changes, though. I mean, I remember maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, the California regions were like far and away the best. Then it was like the Southeast was just crazy good. Now the Northwest is coming back. Who knows? Maybe this year it'll be Latin America or Africa, the South. Yeah. Oh, you think it's going to be the South?
No.
The South. Travis going to hold it down, huh?
Yeah. Me and Roy, 1-2 again.
Roy Gamboa. Yeah, Roy Gamboa comes out of that region. Wow. That is a very strong region. You know, when you guys come to an event like this, what's your mindset? You know, is your mindset to just have a good time, or is it to test yourself against workouts that are substantial? How do you guys think about this?
For me, coming out here doing a team, I'm mostly interested in having a lot of fun here. I'm going to leave it all on the table and then clap for my teammates and hope they do the same for me, you know. But in the end, it's all about just enjoying everything here.
Sam, what about you?
It's for fun, yes, but not really. I want to see how I stacking up so far this year.
That's probably got to be a difference between the team and the individual, right? The individual guys are here to see what they need to work on before the game season really gets underway. And the team guys are, they want to kind of like jumpstart the year, but you want to enjoy it too.
Yeah, I would rather do team, but individual's where I was going, so decided to do individual.
Team's about going fast. Let's see what you got in the tank.
Yeah, you like to go unbroken, huh, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is still a live show, and we got like two people standing right in front of our poster, Jackie Perez, and
just trying to steal our spotlight.
Hey, will you guys, please. This is a live show. Annika from Power Dot.
If you want in the booth that bad,
stairs are to the left.
Yeah, stairs are to the left.
Or my left.
Let's talk about the fan experience here. It's a festival. It's very accessible. Like, you guys are walking through the crowd. You're never going to do that at the games, right?
Definitely not.
You're tucked away. Even at regionals, you're kind of like, it's uber focused. So talk about what you guys like about that. Like, being able to interact with fans, take pictures, things like that. What's the positive side of the fan experience here at Wodapalooza?
Yeah, man, I think it's great. You get to get around, take pictures, get some exposure for yourself, maybe your Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, try to inspire people with what you do and everything. So,
any particularly touchy-feely fans you bumped into yet? Like, oh, Travis. Let me take a shirtless picture.
No, usually it's more along the lines of, hey, you're that guy that used to be really fat. Now you're CrossFit.
Is that a stigma that bothers you, or do you actually like that and embrace
it.
That? Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Why don't you talk about that for just a second and just kind of talk about your transformation from being really fat
Yeah, so I started at CrossFit, 268 pounds. I walked into a gym with my sister one day because she told me she'd lost some weight doing CrossFit. And I mean, I kind of came in, you know, hadn't had a girlfriend in a while, that kind of thing. Started going, started losing a little weight, getting a little confidence and everything. And then turned out I ended up being pretty good at the CrossFit thing and just kind of rolled with the competition thing. And it's just been a lot of fun ever since then.
268 pounds.
268 pounds when I started.
And what do you weigh now?
202.
202.
What, 5'10", 5'9"?
5'9".
5'9", 268 pounds.
Bro, is that why you're... Do you attribute your strength to that, like to being a bigger guy for a lot of years?
I probably had something to do with it. I mean, I've been a bigger guy my whole life. Even when I played baseball, you know, I was 20 pounds heavier than all the other kids. But I mean, I worked out a little bit in my baseball days in high school. I stopped playing when I was a senior, but definitely being a bigger guy, a little bit athletic, definitely helped that a lot.
Yeah, your bones got to be so dense, right? You're just like, yo, gravity just pulling down on 270 pounds. Man, that's incredible that you were able to do that and to be at the level that you're at now. That's a huge inspiration for a lot of people.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, I got to ask, do you kind of think about that occasionally during workouts? Like, do you draw on that or as motivation, or is it kind of who's the past and now you're on to, you know, focusing on what you can accomplish now?
Yeah, man, that's in the past for me. That's just all, it's all gone. When I do workouts, there's no thinking in it. I mean, if you watch me work out, it's just go, go, go.
Sam, were you ever 268 pounds?
No.
What's the heaviest body weight you've ever been at?
Right now.
Right. You're on the way
200
up.
Pounds. Yep.
200
but
LBs.
I still smoke Travis in all the running workouts.
Big time.
Yeah, he says my 800 meters short, but it's not short. It's not short.
So you guys just communicate online about...
Yeah. Okay. We have a Misfit Facebook group every day.
Oh,
on
nice,
there.
Nice, nice.
So are you guys doing the same workouts for the most part?
For
is there
the most
any
part.
Individualized
There's,
programming?
Yeah.
Or?
I get some extra pieces and different pieces every once in a while.
Weaknesses or?
Yeah. For the most part, I do what's written on the public blog for Misfit Athletics. His gets tailored a little bit. I really don't care to tailor my programming that much. I really enjoy GPP programming. I don't think there's anything really better than that. It's fun that way, too.
So you guys have this online Misfit community. That's pretty cool. You can tell, like, you have multiple Misfit teams out there. So maybe just real quick before we let you guys go, talk a little bit about that company, where it started, how you guys got connected.
Misfit Athletics started way back in, I think, 2013. They had a
way free, back.
Yeah, sorry, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's 2017 now, so it kind of is a long time ago.
Way back when I was 30.
it was like maybe 10 of us, 7 to 10 of us that would post online on the blog a score every day. And it has just grown into at least 100 people posting a score or something for at least one part of the workout that they posted that day. So it's just getting really cool. I think we got 3 or 4 teams in the elite division alone,
which
much
is
less
incredible.
The other divisions. So, yeah.
Well, that's great, man. If our listeners want to follow you guys, watch Travis drive across the country, see Sam beat him in all the running workouts.
All the workouts, period.
Where can they find you guys online?
I'm at Travis MF Williams on Instagram.
Just Samuel Quant on Instagram.
Samuel Quant.
Samuel Quant.
Go follow Sam. He needs some
spelled
love.
How it sounds. Quant for you guys who are listening. You guys can always follow us at BTB Podcast, and you guys also jump on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Help us keep climbing the charts. We love all of you.
Yeah, guys. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll be cheering for you.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.